Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Double Fudge Brownie Murder by Joanne Fluke, narrated by Suzanne Torin.
Chapter 1. It was a brisk September morning, and to say that Hannah Swenson was excited would be the understatement of the year. Not even the specter of her upcoming trial for vehicular homicide, which had been postponed again last week, could dampen her spirits. "Don't worry, Moisha," Hannah told the orange and white cat who was staring at her from the top of her dresser. "I'm only going to be gone for 3 days, and Norman should be here to pick you up any minute now. You're going to stay with Norman and Cuddles while I'm gone." Hannah smiled as she slipped off her robe and dressed in her stylish new forest green pantsuit. Some people claimed that cats didn't understand when you spoke to them, but Moisha always reacted with an excited yowl whenever she said, "Cuddles." Norman's cat was Moisha's favorite friend. Hannah admitted that she might be anthropomorphizing, but she was convinced that Moisha loved Cuddles every bit as much as her mother loved Doc Knight. Hannah slipped on her shoes and walked to the foot of the bed. Her suitcase was open on top of the bedspread, and she checked the contents again. Claire Rogers Knutson, the owner of Beaumont Fashions, the upscale dress shop right next to the Cookie Jar on Main Street, had chosen what she called a mini trousseau for each of the three Swenson sisters. It was a gift from Doc Knight, their mother's groom-to-be. Of course, Dolores had her own, much larger, bridal trousseau, which was currently stashed in the trunk of one of Cyril Murphy's Shamrock limousines, waiting for the wedding surprise that Doc and Dolores's daughters had planned for her. At first, all three Swenson sisters had been reluctant to accept Doc's lovely and expensive gifts. Such largesse was highly unusual in Lake Eden, Minnesota. There were a couple of rich families in town, but most people worked hard for their money and didn't have any excess to spend on luxuries. Hannah, Andrea, and Michelle fell into that latter group. It had taken Doc a week, but he had convinced them to accept his generous gifts. He'd reminded them that presents for members of the wedding party were traditional, and with the exception of Doc's best man, Hannah, Andrea, and Michelle comprised the whole wedding party. He'd also stated that the lovely mini trousseaus were doubling as thank you gifts for helping him implement his wedding surprise for their mother. With that said, Doc had led them into Claire's shop and turned them over to her. The Swenson sisters didn't shop in Claire's designer boutique very often. All three were on a budget. Hannah's bakery and coffee shop made enough money for her to live a comfortable life, but designer clothing was low on her list of priorities. Andrea, the middle Swenson sister, loved to wear designer things, but most of her commissions as a part-time real estate agent went into a college fund for her two daughters. Andrea's husband also worked. Bill was the Winnetka County Sheriff, but most of his salary went toward the family's living expenses. Michelle, the youngest Swenson sister, was in college at McAllister, and everything she earned from working part-time was spent on tuition, books, and living expenses. Hannah reached out to touch the gorgeous sapphire blue dress that she would wear to her mother's wedding. Andrea and Michelle had identically styled dresses, but they were in gradated shades of blue. Hannah's was the most vivid, and the sapphire blue looked wonderful with her red hair. Michelle's dress was a lighter shade that brought out the red and gold highlights in her brown hair. Andrea's dress was the palest, an ice blue that was worthy of a winter princess. With her light blonde hair worn up in a twist and secured with a rhinestone-studded comb, she looked positively regal. Tonight, Dolores would marry Doc Knight in the Little Chapel of the Orchids in Las Vegas, with only Doc's best man and Dolores's three daughters in attendance. The bride-to-be had no idea that Doc had planned a surprise elopement when he'd invited her to a special board member breakfast at the hospital, The breakfast had been Andrea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?